Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 37. There's a bounty on the Red Queen.
Batgirl, what you wanna do?
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue.
I'm Anvil.
And right now, Bluonic is controlling a bunch of battles on his computer.
Yeah, you aren't fucking kidding me. I love fucking raping the shit out of the stupid world! Sorry. No, it's just...
You're George Bush.
Basically.
Okay.
But I don't think he's got oil on his mind. He just wants beer and bitches.
Oh no, he's bringing that synthetic oil.
Well, I got synthetic oil up the fucking wazoo right now. But, yeah. Giggity giggity goo.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, this is one of those games that we're going to be talking with the creators of this on Saturday of next week.
Hopefully. I'm just waiting to hear back from an official
either
time from them.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever the fuck we're going to meet with them.
Yep.
And if we meet up with them, I wanted to actually have kind of a leg up because I didn't understand. I had never even heard of this setup that came out of kind of left field on us.
Yeah.
So I decided to buy the game. And I have been kind of hooked on the whole sense of trying to do world domination in Risk style, more or less. It's basically they turn Risk into a computer game, even though I think they already tried that.
Yeah, I think it's out for 360.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an Xbox
style. I doubt it.
But the game that he's playing is called Making History.
And I'm making history right now because I'm taking over South America. I fucked up Cuba. I fucked up Mexico. Oh, yeah. Just go right down the fucking line. I'm right on Colombia right now. I just took over that bitch. Brazil just fucked. Started to fuck with me. So I'm going to fuck them up. And who am I on right now? I've got a nice little battle going on with Peru. Peru in their fucking pipe, whatever the fuck, is like going down. And Ecuador. Fuck Ecuador.
It's kind of interesting watching something like this. You know, Anvil made a point earlier. What if worst could just simply be done like this? Just with a click of a button.
Also, Venezuela's going to be my bitch. I'm going to own all that oil, and I'm going to be like, nom, oil.
Yeah. Because all you can do is, Afghanistan just declared war on us. Okay, click, double click. Three clicks right here. Okay, we're in Afghanistan right now.
We just brought in a big-ass combat power, and I just fucking killed them. Oh,
and you
fuck cave hiding. Hiding in caves. Fuck all that other shit. There's no guerrilla warfare. It's just straight on cluster fucking.
It's kind of, we were watching some movie and it dealt with people not even going out to war, but actually just using robots and battling them out like crazy.
Gamer.
Was that in Gamer?
Yeah, in Gamer they had like the, they're like...
Well, the guys controlling other
humans. Yeah, they controlled like, well, not humans.
No, these are actual robots.
No, wait, then that was, no, not that. It wasn't Gamer, it was, damn it, what was that one that was recorded here in Lynn?
Oh, Surrogates!
Surrogates, they had the whole setup where they were running the soldiers basically into the battles, and the guy was like, dude, stop getting killed, you keep getting killed, blah, 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 we don't get them for free, you dumbass.
Okay, I'm good at video games.
Yeah, so all we really need to do is have a setup like that. That way, nobody dies, and then...
It's just more or less a transfer of territory and power.
Yep.
Mwah-ah-ah. I'm sorry, I'm having too much fun with this.
I know you are. But, should we go into movies first off?
Movies! Movies, yes, definitely movies.
Let's talk about The Bounty Hunter, starring Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston. Does anyone want to start talking about it?
But I thought you were.
Okay, Jared Butler is playing a guy who has to arrest his former girlfriend.
I sure hope he's playing a guy, you know.
Well, he could be.
Stop being a jerk, shut up.
Yeah. But as it turns out, Jennifer Aniston's character is uncovering some secrets. This guy, they said he committed suicide, but it looked like it was more set up. It looked like it was more murder.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was that whole murder set up. Actually, the guy, the evil guy from The Mask was in it. He plays one of the evil guys.
Oh, that's where I've seen him before.
Yes, yeah. He was in The Mask, and he wanted the mask.
Right, he was Dorian. Evil mask. Dorian.
Yes. Well, that sounds like an evil name right there, doesn't it?
Basically.
Dorian?
Yeah. It seems like one of those children that wasn't loved enough and you want to fight people.
But the kicker is that Jared Butler and Jennifer Aniston used to be married to each other. So this is working out pretty well with Jared Butler's character, because he gets to do the one thing every ex-husband dreams of doing, that's arresting the ex-wife.
And throwing her into a trunk.
Yeah.
And then tackling her.
Well, that's because he stupidly forgot that there was the flares in there.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, he's like, what's that smell?
That was the greatest tackle ever.
Oh, I fucking think it was a textbook. It was crazy.
It was a blindside tackle.
No.
God, no. It was Michael Orr, man. It was a Michael Orr tackle.
Offensive linemen don't usually tackle.
They just knock people over.
And the duck froze. Like,
damn it, I don't know about football, but I support the Patriots all the way.
The emblem is down in the neck.
But he was pushing people out of the way, though, in that movie.
Just pushing. Not jumping up in midair and dropping on top of somebody.
Well, but there was that one part where he's tackling other people just to show all the college coaches how powerful he is.
Yeah.
That's called a bull circle.
All right, anyways. The whole setup that dealt with this movie, seeing that we're getting off topic, we heard from other reviews that was like saying that, they gave it a 2-star?
1.5.
1.5, maybe.
I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's only given it 8%.
That's because they're Rotten Tomatoes. They don't give a shit about anything. They'll fucking piss and moan about every little.
No, but the
movie.
Thing is, that's the eclectic of all the reviews, and that's the average. Is only 8% of them are giving good reviews.
Because they're a bunch of douchebags. That's all I can say, more or less.
Hurt Locker got a bad review from almost everybody too.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I disagree. I know for a fact that it's gotten over at least an 80 on the Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
I don't know. Whatever. Let's not fucking worry about whose dick is bigger right in the circle right now. But anyways,
right.
This whole thing about the movie is going on that dealing with, how the King Baby Duck explained the fucking thing with, arresting the ex-wife because she jumped bail.
Yeah.
But this is more or less, she was jumping bail because of the fact that she was trying to put in a report. She's a reporter for some fucked up paper or something like that.
Yeah, who has to work with this creepy stalker guy, played by Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yeah, dude, he was fucking creepy as a motherfucker.
I'm so glad that they broke his legs in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like when he tried to run.
I like that whole fact that the guy that, was one of the bookie setups, and they came in and said, oh, yeah, go ahead, beat him up. And he just takes a golf club and breaks it over his leg, and all of a sudden the guy's just like, so who's this dude? Oh, yeah, this is, the guy that...
This is Milo.
He's like, which is Gerard Butler's name in the movie, and he was like, this isn't him. The other guy, he was bigger and everything like that. I told you, he headbutted me, and he's got the raccoon eyes because of the fact that he got his fucked up
now,
badly.
Now, Gerard Butler was Milo. I wonder who was Otis in this film.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck mentioning that one. That's not cool.
That's not funny.
I know, a lot of dogs and kittens died to make that film.
Yes, he did.
Bad duck. Bad.
But,
tase you in the neck now.
Oh. Well, that sucked for him because the fact is he just took a shower. So he still had the skin wet, so that's why you saw him go, and then fall over.
I'm surprised he didn't go into a coma after that one.
Or massive coronary.
It wasn't that powerful. He said it was only like 220 volts.
Yeah. Well, it's amperage that will kill you people, not volts.
Amperage?
Amperage.
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 What is amperage?
Oh, God damn it. Do I have to go into an electronic speech right now? No, I'm not doing it.
We'll explain.
You're not on the clock. Good point.
Yeah, exactly. You're not on the clock. I'm not getting paid for this yet. But until I get paid, then though, and somebody asks me, what is amperage? Then I could go and shove it right down their throat and just say, this is amperage, you dumb fuck.
Good. Wait, I'm not a dumb fuck.
Not you. You're the duck.
Good.
That just explains it all.
Yes, it does. Anyways, with this whole setup that was going on, I felt that it was great, but there was one review that said that the romantic comedy took a back seat. Yeah, it took it for maybe all of the first hour and a half of the movie, but when it came down to the end, I was almost wanting to puke my guts out.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
I know it was kind of single and shit like that, but it was kind of just like... Bah! I just wanted to do that. All of the kids over and behind me because they wouldn't shut the fuck up.
But it wasn't... I think the romantic comedy was okay to a point, but I felt it was stereotypical here and there, which is a big problem. Especially the fact that during the previews, they had to show the trailer for Sex in the City 2.
Why did you mention that, you sick bastard?
I'm surprised that all the guys didn't have their penises turned into vaginas after that one.
God damn it.
A mangina!
I'm a Craig!
Oh, Lord.
But what were your feelings about this movie, guys?
Good. It was good for the most part of it. I just was kind of disappointed with the whole happy horseshit, you know, at the end where they were like, oh, you made a mistake? I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Let's go and cuddle and fuck. But they never got to it because they kept on... They were all about themselves. It was all about their egos because that's what they were. They were egotistical fucks.
On top of that, it was a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, plus they wouldn't show boobies. Although that guy, he almost did it. He almost got it.
Yes. Hey, poor guy.
We did see a butt.
We did?
Yeah, because the strippers.
But that didn't count because that wasn't a real strip club. There wasn't anybody showing the boobies.
Some strip clubs don't.
Yeah, they can't. Usually, or they have to wear, like, you know how there was that girl that had the things over her
nipples? The pasties.
No, they weren't pasties. Tassels. Those were tassels.
Tassels.
But they're
no, if they were tassels, they would have some things sticking out. So they
don't have to be that way. But for the most part, you didn't get to really see that.
And right.
I was waiting for those kids, dude, boobies. And I was going to be like, dude.
I did.
Go and get a life.
I flipped them off.
Way to be. Way to be, Anvil.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to smack them, but I think they were underage.
And then the guy has to go, I want my car back. I want my car back. And Jennifer has to go, show me your penis.
But you sounded like Mr. Garrison.
I know.
Tell me your penis.
Hey. Oh, it's just a little one. Well, calm down, Sharon.
You tell me that alcohol and drugs are bad? Come on.
That's not Mr. Garrison. That's Mr. Mackey.
I don't give a fuck. You sound like him, too. Let's go.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Nah, close enough.
What about alcohol?
Oh, Seagull. Hello. Hello. No, that's more Officer Mackey. Day is for turtle.
Okay, I really needed this.
Okay, we're getting off topic.
You messy little paper boy. Because when
Redolin.
Fuck
Redolin.
You, I'm trying to get my review in the voice. Fuck you, you bastard. Actually, you're not even cool enough, you're a bitch.
Oh.
That's right.
Anyways.
I'm like, what I think of the movie, and he yells Redolin.
No, I thought you were making just silly voices.
No, I was actually going to give my review in that voice to be funny. Now we're going to cut all that section out. I don't want it in. So yeah, I mean, I thought the movie was pretty good. There were some dry spots. Could have used some more action. But, all in all, I mean, I think I would have liked to have seen the suicide. You know, considering they talked about it so much.
Might be more like a CSI type of setup. Like a flashback of sorts.
Yeah, give me it. You know, because... You know, Bobby said that he showed up and he was already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Show Bobby finding him dead.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I want. Because when I see a movie and they talk about a dead body or how somebody died and they don't show me, I can't feel like I, you know, can get into it and understand what they're talking about because I didn't see it.
If you think about it, no one really died in this film.
No, nobody did.
No one did. No.
Besides them mentioning the guy who committed suicide. Besides, that's the other one.
That's depressing. Ouch.
Thumb rating. What do we give this?
I'll give it a potato.
I'll give it one thumb up just because.
I agree. Just one thumb up for me.
I give it one. Just because, like we said, They give us our flashback to understand it. There wasn't enough action. Nobody died. Mm-hmm. And it made you want to throw up the end. But if you actually know anything about Gerard Butler, he did a lot of chick flicks before he got into action.
Yeah, he did The Ugly Truth. He also
Phantom
was
of the Opera.
I still can't believe that he was the Phantom of the Opera.
Once I found that out and I actually took a look at it, yes, I sat there and watched about 20 minutes of it just to get a feeling of it. I couldn't believe it was him.
He was totally different.
He did a great job. I gotta give the man credit. His, you know, repertoire is... Wow.
Precede him?
Yes.
Okay.
Now if we can just do Phantom of the Opera goes to Iraq.
No.
The music of the...
I could picture... Because everybody knows there's always been rumors of Die Hard coming back and Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler could do both.
I could see him more in Lethal Weapon, not in Die Hard, because, for one thing, Bruce Willis is a guy who really doesn't like having a partner, with the exception of Samuel Jackson, Die Hard with a Vengeance, but that's Samuel L. fucking Jackson. So, if Gerard Butler was to be in Die Hard, they would probably have to force him to play the villain. And I can't picture him being
actually
a villain.
If I were to write that script, right, you have Bruce Willis as a cop, Gerard Butler as a fed, and they both wound up meeting partially the way through because their own personal demon kind of things collide them and force them to work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Gerard Butler's wife gets killed and Bruce Willis's daughter's kidnapped. You know, something that forces them.
Right.
But, I mean, Lethal Weapon would be more his way. Get rid of Mel Gibson.
No, I think Mel Gibson should still be in it because I cannot picture anybody else standing next to Danny Glover. That's why.
Yeah, but you'd make it as... Well, remember, Danny Glover's retired.
No, Danny Glover's still doing movies.
No, in the movie. Remember, he did retire.
Oh,
finally.
Well,
from the police department, so you'd need to, you know...
He'd kind of be like the guy that he goes back to each time to get advice from.
Yeah, you know, like another cop that helped them out that was always, you know, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Remember, in all the movies, there was always that guy that they talked to that helped them out.
Yes.
That's Gerard Butler. Right? Come on.
Yeah, that would be Gerard Butler. Unless he goes and takes over Joe Pesci's fucking role.
Oh, I hate Joe Pesci.
But you can't picture Lethal Weapon without Joe Pesci now.
No, because number one didn't have him, and that's my favorite. Joe Pesci annoys me. Good actor. That voice makes me... Want to drill?
Hey, what's he talking about? What's he coming to show me?
I'm gonna hit you with a cup.
You think I'm so funny?
Yo, I'm gonna hit you with Christy Alley.
Oh, yeah, that would
hurt. That would fucking hurt. That would be an ouchies.
Here comes Christy Alley. Oh.
Hey, I saw her on the cover of Playboy, so I went to take a look. Ooh, geez, have you seen her naked? She spread her legs and there was a Venus flytrap.
No. Phoebe Seymour! Phoebe!
Anything that came close at 8. Talk about the versatile vagina.
Anything that was on there for more than 1 second, it was gone.
Oh. All right.
Oh, shit.
A lot of people died that day.
I don't feel so well.
My, that makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Duck, for bringing that up.
Come on, you pussies. No,
that's what we're talking about.
All right.
Nanya and I, along with our friend Libby, who we have to bring on to B3 sometime, who's probably one of the most awesome chicks I've ever met.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Woohoo! Yeah!
The three of us went and saw the new film Alice in Wonderland at IMAX 3D.
Maybe
we're going to Now, did you trip balls?
I did not trip balls.
Well, see, that's what happens when you didn't eat the shrooms we gave him before the movie.
No, did you see? The Fuddruckers canceled it out.
Oh...
Now, this movie, Alice in Wonderland, it takes place 13 years after her first adventure, and she's about to be engaged to this, I don't know his name, but it's a British guy with really, really bad teeth.
Well, dude, once you say British, we already know the teeth are bad. Show me one British person with good teeth.
So instead of giving him an answer, she runs off chasing the white rabbit into the hole. And then she falls down and she meets up with Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Oh, why don't you say Tweedledee and Tweedledum? I have to be a smartass.
They kind of look like a bigger version of you, Anvil. Clean shaven.
Wow.
I'm going to shank you.
Now, when she gets down there, they think they have, quote-unquote, the wrong Alice. So they bring him to the Caterpillar, played by Alan Rickman.
Ah, the Caterpillar. That's right.
I said Caterpillar.
I said Caterpillar.
The way he words it, it makes it sound like that they, in fact, have the wrong Alice. So they're starting to go off, and unfortunately the Red Queen, and not to be confused with the Queen of Hearts, because those are two completely different characters, the Red Queen captures the twins, the White Rabbit, but Alice manages to escape. And then she runs into the Cheshire Cat, who's played by Stephen Fry, who you might know from Black Adder. If you've ever seen V for Vendetta, he was the talk show host, the one that made fun of the Chancellor. So the Cheshire Cat brings them to the Mad Hatter, played by Johnny Depp. And I gotta say, this is, as crazy as it sounds, this is the least weirdest character Jeff Depp has played in a while.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
What are you talking about? Watching the fucking commercial makes me like go, ah!
He's not as Depp-like as he usually is. I would say he's a couple points below his Willy Wonka character.
Really? I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And he's got a little buddy. The man hair in this movie, by the way, I swear he's on crack. Because he's twitching, he's doing everything.
It's called detox, brother. Detox.
You're late for tea!
Oh, that's a caffeine high right there.
Yeah, that's a caffeine high. My professors always deal with that all the time.
He's got the shakes and everything. He's going,
that's caffeine right there, yeah.
He's going, I'm the man here, the rock and roll clown, I do cocaine!
No. That's what happens when you drink too much tea with too much sugar.
But seriously, they need to bring the man here to rehab.
They're trying to make him go to rehab.
And I said no, no, no.
Okay.
What the fuck?
He needs to sing his expressions.
Hey, just so you know, I just got a phone call. NSYNC wants to know if you want to join them.
Nope.
If we said no, the Backstreet Boys, Backstreet Boys, want to know if you want to join them. They said too late, they're right behind you.
Oh! Ouch!
Okay, bum hurts. Now, the premise of this Alice in Wonderland movie, before I continue, it's not pronounced Wonderland, it's Underland.
Underland?
Underland. Apparently, Alice's ears weren't at her peak at that young age, so she thought everyone was saying Wonderland. So Alice finds out that she needs to slay what is called the Jabberwocky.
Jabberwocky!
And by doing that,
Jabberwocky?
Yep. And if he does that, that rids Underland of the Red Queen's rule and will place the White Queen back onto the throne.
What's a Jabberwocky?
It's a big giant fucking monster played by Christopher Lee.
Alright, so the White Queen is played by who?
Anne Hathaway. And I gotta say, seeing her all in white, she's not that attractive looking.
Yeah, she kind of creeped me out a little bit when I saw, the whole thing and when she smiles, and I just wanted to...
She looks too albino in this movie.
No. Well, she's albino, and then she's got, the bright red lips. It's kind of like, what the fuck is wrong with your setup?
Now, again, I have to say, though, Helen Bonham Carter, who played the Red Queen...
Oh, thank you. You answered my question I was about to ask.
Yeah, Fight Club.
The way it was portrayed in this movie, and how well they did the CGI, it looked like Helen Bonham Carter really has a huge head.
Oh, well, she does, and I can explain why. She wore a very tight corset. No way to go.
God damn it.
Now, for the most part, this movie was in 3D. Sometimes it works, like when it comes to the scenery, a lot of the plants, and the tea throwing, but other times it felt like they could have done a lot better, especially with the scenes with the Jabberwocky in it.
What kind of plants that were jumping on it, you duck?
There were mushrooms, there were flowers, there was the rocking horse fly.
See, that explains it all, why this movie seemed like it jumped at him. The mushrooms were jumping out at him. I get some burger.
I forgot to mention, though, they have new glasses at the IMAX theater. They look more like Tom Cruise's than from Risky Business.
Finally!
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tired of those big McDonald-looking fucking glasses.
Yep, they're gone. Totally gone.
Yippee-ki-yay,
I think I'm about to go there and see a movie just to wear those glasses.
Yeah.
Now, the person who played Alice, Mia Wasikowska, I believe her?
Yes.
That's how I pronounce it. She's going to be in a lot more movies. I thought that she did a great job portraying the innocence of the young Alice, while at the same time showing off a more maturity when it comes to scenes involving, like, the Jabberwocky and the Red Queen and such.
Hmm. Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. However, the movie as a whole, it is good, but I felt that some of the storyline elements should have been stronger. So, I'm just going to give it one thumb up.
Oh, wow.
And on top of that, I felt it should have been PG-13. There were scenes of people with severed heads and such.
And? This is America nowadays. Kids see worse on TV.
Good point.
Yeah.
I saw a dude get 12-gauge the other day on the news.
Fun.
You didn't see that?
Nope.
Chicago, there was a bank robbery kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were showing it.
In Chicago? Wow, Michael Jordan's desperate now.
Yeah.
You do know he's no longer in Chicago, right? He's down south. He bought the Charlotte Bobcats. He officially owns the team.
Good point.
I'm sorry, Doc. He had that look like, dude, you're blowing up my spot, man. You're blowing up my spot. Cock block.
You're killing me. You're cock fucking block. Killing me.
One thumb up for Alice in Wonderland. I'm not sure if you two would enjoy it. I think you
do.
Know.
You know what? I'll probably wait until it pops up on, like, you know, not on demand, more or less, but it just pops up on the movie channels, and I'll be like, oh, look, the movie thing's on, and I'm going to probably sit here and puke my brains out at how fucking much of a catastrophe it was.
Or if a friend of mine offers, you know, me the movie in a cooler way.
Yeah.
You
mean vagina? Okay, yeah.
Yes. a DVD that comes out of a vagina.
All right. You're scaring me now, but anyway.
That's creepy.
All right, let's talk about sports before we go down a bad path.
So, speaking of vagina...
Yeah. What, Tiger Woods?
Thank you.
Okay.
Tiger Woods has announced that he will be playing at next month's Masters as his return.
Oh, what a...
Because everybody knows he's known as the masturbator.
No, if he was the masturbator, he would have cheated on his wife. Well, that's the masturbator.
Well, that's what he's doing now.
Ooh.
Ouch. Yeah.
Ouch.
That hurts.
Oh. Does that have a moment of silence for his hand?
Oh.
He's choking me! He's choking me!
Now, speaking of that, I got a joke for
you. Damn it! Yes. Why?
I try to conduct an interview with his penis.
No.
Shut up. But it was currently unavailable because it told me that its owner put a raincoat on his head, shoved into a dark cave, and I made him do push-ups so he threw up, so he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
He had to lay down. He was kind of soft at that point. So
how did you know he was soft? Did you touch it?
I was trying to conduct an interview. It said I have to lay down. You know, I'm not feeling well. You know, my body's kind of, you know, sore, tender, and soft. You're trying to ruin the joke, man.
Damn it.
Thanks.
I'm trying to...
What, are you the penis whisperer now? Is it
is that you?
Are you the penis whisperer?
Yeah.
No. You're supposed to love the vagina.
I do.
Because you are a whore. You're the whore.
I love the vagina more than you two put together.
Okay, whatever. Like, you know.
Okay, before we turn off the female listeners...
Well, oh, they're already gone.
All right, let's get them dragged back in. So the Red Sox signed 40-year-old Alan Embry. Yeah.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did win a World Series with us in 2004, and I like him. You know, good pitcher, you know, just an extra arm in the bullpen, you know?
So he's not pulling a Nomar, right?
No. I don't think so.
That's good.
We'll have to see.
Yes. So now... You know, the Red Sox, they've been doing what they've been doing. Nothing really big there. But I do want to talk about football for a minute. I know, you all know I want to talk about football.
Football! Sorry.
So, the Pats haven't made any really big moves. But they did invite a couple players to private workouts before the draft. And one of them, I've been a fan of for a while, his name's Tim Tebow.
Tebow! Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have bad-mouthed him, saying, oh, he shocks. I watched his pro day... Since he changed up his throw motion, he's getting quicker, more accurate. I could see him in a Patriots uniform.
Well, we're hoping, but more or less the whole concept that ESPN was trying to put through was like, okay, you got this guy coming up from the, you know, the lower ranks and everything like that. Yes, he's got the great personality. He's awesome to be able to sell for fucking commercials. He's the multitasker that you're always looking for.
And the leadership.
But if you're going to take him on, right, mm-hmm. with the Patriots, we've got Brady. We've got our quarterback. But I know he hasn't been holding up well because of the fact that the kid, the fucking knee, the issue,
the
all
kids.
That. Kids, sorry. Multiple fucking kids that he didn't need in the first place.
I think it was more of her wanting the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so she could have got him by the balls.
Yeah, but now he knocks up his wife, model, and she just had the baby not too long ago. So.
Whatever. It's more or less, it's a clusterfuck. But at least maybe if Tom Brady takes him under the wing and teaches him all the shit that needs to be done, he will be a much better football player.
Exactly.
No matter what, if he gets traded off like later on, because that's the only issue that I have that I see with taking these guys up from below. They just usually they come up and they sit in the back until the quarterback is like gone. The really good ones. It's like how bad must it have sucked when Dan Marino was around and you go and you're the second string quarterback. You'd have to wait for a game that he goes and fucking throws like the best game, and then you could go and fucking play.
Well, I mean, if you look at it to the other way, Drew Bledsoe goes down, the backup's down, so Tom Brady steps up, and three Super Bowls later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is true, but I mean that was just that was maybe a one-time deal, basically.
I know.
Because it's such a hard fucking thing to actually replicate anything like that.
Yeah, it was a rarity. We were lucky.
If you ask me, in our first two rounds, we should go running back and some defenders. If Tebow's still on the board in the third round, take him. He's a deal as a third round guy.
No, I think he's got to be one of the upper round guys. He's way up. He's got to be on somebody's A list. He's got to be.
Yeah, Jacksonville, but everybody's already saying he shouldn't go to Jacksonville. That would be the worst place for him.
So he could sit back down and not accept that, correct?
No, if he gets drafted, he goes.
Oh, okay.
But what it is Jacksonville wants him to be a starter.
Okay.
And everybody's saying he's not ready for that. I love Tim Tebow. He's not ready to be an NFL quarterback.
Okay.
That'd be kind of interesting, actually.
He needs to sit back, learn from a guy. And I hate to say it, but there's only two guys in the league that I think are good enough to teach him.
Who's that?
Brady and Manning.
So you would think he would either go to the Patriots or the Colts.
Let's go Pats! Colts suck!
Could be worse. He could have been stuck with Eli.
Oh.
That's not funny, man.
I'm laughing.
That's a fucktard right there.
I know.
Fucktard and a half.
He's retarded and a fucktard. That's right. I use both Boston words. Whoa. No. Sorry. So the Celtics were back in action last night, and they won.
Yay!
They're looking pretty good. Rondo, good on, you know, with assists. He only had 2 points, but the assists were up there, so we'll take it. Let's move away from the, you know, Celtics for a minute. LeBron James last night scored his 15,000 points, which actually beat Kobe Bryant by over 2 years.
Not bad.
I don't know. It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. You think he's getting a lot of help thanks to Shaquille O'Neal being on the team?
Shaq's been hurt.
He
broke his finger, had surgery, and he's out for the year, like forever ago, against the Celtics.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's why he's been doing all these damn Radio Shack commercials.
Yeah.
Oh.
He can't play, so.
No, those are Comcast commercials thought he was doing.
Radio Shack and Comcast, whatever. They're all fucking same to me. They suck.
Now, let's move on to something of more importance. The Bruins.
Hookers?
Oh. The Bruins lost the other night to the Penguins 3-0. Now, let's move on past the loss for a minute. Matt Cook came back, the same guy that injured Mark Savard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, minute 54 in, he hits the ice for the first time, and him and Sean Thornton square off, and Sean Thornton beats his ass. Literally, just beats his ass.
Oh, yeah, dude. When they even fell down, he was still just swinging. I fucking loved it.
He was issued a 5-minute major for fighting, which is typical, and a 10-minute misconduct for beating the guy while he was down. Hell yeah. But you know what? The team just played flat. Chara had a fight to try to get the team amp. Nothing.
Yeah, even he was like, as soon as he was heading to the bench, he was like waving his arms at the at the rest of the guys on the bench saying, come on, let's get fucking going.
There's one. I'm
saying like this, like, come on, let's fucking get going.
So what, nowadays to become a Bruin, they have to castrate you?
Basically.
I mean, I love the Bruins. I've been watching them since I was a kid. I hate it. Cam Neely called them out the other day and basically said that they had no fight in them or anything.
Mm.
That's sad when a legend calls you out.
Yeah.
They're barely holding on to the final playoff spot.
I don't think they're going to get it. I'll be honest with you.
They have a 3-point lead. That's it. And that might have changed last night.
And they're only four in the Eastern Conference division. So there's a chance.
What do you mean there's only four?
They're fourth. They're eighth.
They're eighth.
You're talking Celtics.
No, I'm talking about the Northeast. I'm talking about Eastern.
Well, yeah, okay.
Area.
Okay.
The North.
Just go with it. No, just kidding. Never mind. Just go back to what you're talking about.
Okay. So they take to the ice tomorrow, and they really need to step up if they even plan on seeing the playoffs. They were more concerned with getting retribution for Savard. Yeah, I think they should have beaten his ass, but winning would have been more important. And it should have been.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, you gotta take it to stride where it's like, it's gotta be either you're gonna go for fucking revenge or you're gonna go in and kick some serious ass and, you know, play the fucking game the way it should be. Mm-hmm. Not just like this petty bullshit where you're like, tap, okay, I'm done for tonight. We're not gonna fucking beat these guys just because it's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh hadn't allowed a shutout all year. And they shut us out.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't get a one fucking score.
It was 3-0. That's the first time that, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury actually had a shutout this year. Anybody playing the net for them actually had a shutout.
Yeah.
So.
It is disappointing.
Well, let's move on. The NCAA March Madness tournament started, and there's been some upsets. There's been ups and downs and all arounds, and somebody did the hokey pokey and
turned themselves around.
They tried to turn themselves around, but then they slipped and snapped their ankle. Oh, it was beautiful. But I'll be covering this more in the coming weeks. It just started, and we don't have enough time in this show for me to cover some of the bigger games.
Right.
So let's go Kansas.
Why Kansas?
I like Kansas.
Why Kansas?
Do I really have to go into it?
Yes.
Fuck you. They're better than you are.
Oh.
Yes, the Kansas Jayhawks are better than the Ducks.
Isn't that where you left your little Toto?
No, I shot Toto in the head. And then I saw a duck fly by, so I shot it down.
Did you leave your little Red Ruby Zippers there in Kansas?
Away, shenanigans.
Yes. I broke the heel, okay? Because do you know why I broke the heel?
Why?
Because I shifted my big old penis when I went outside of my pants. I got the duck! I beat the duck, ladies and gentlemen. You see that? He's laughing so hard, I think he might pass out. Thank you.
Man.
He looks like the Kool-Aid man.
Why the shit? What?
And it's off to the duck. Sports is over.
All right, let's talk music.
Let's do, please. I'm tired of fucking this man junk talk.
We were talking about, well, we were listening to the new album by Gorillaz, Plastic Beach, which featured Snoop Dogg, Mos Def, Bobby Womack, De La Soul, the surviving members of The Clash, and a bunch of other guests on this album.
Well, the guy that did Cause I Got High.
Afro Man.
Was Afro Man on this?
No, it sounded like him.
Flobots, dude. That was Flobots.
Flobots? Yeah, oh, that's Flobots. I'm sorry. Is Flobots on that one?
No.
Son of a bitch. Are you serious? Flobots
sounded like him.
It sounded so much like him. But anyways, we'll talk about this first. But Gorillaz is fucking good.
I like Gorillaz.
This is one of the first things that... Because it wasn't Danger Mouse or Danny Automator that produced this album. It was Damon Albarn himself, the guy who voiced 2D.
Really?
He produced this album. And the story follows that Murdoch, the bassist, has kidnapped 2D, brought him to a plastic beach, along with an android version of Noodle because he couldn't find the real Noodle, and made the album without Russell, who is now pissed and is now currently swimming towards the island to seek vengeance against Murdoch.
what the fuck just happened?
Okay, so if he kidnapped him to bring him to a plastic beach, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that just be any beach in L.A.?
Well, there is a lot of, you know, plasticity among the beach over right. there with the boobies.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And just the other fake body parts.
Yeah, but the thing is, Murdoch is hiding from someone. We don't know who, so he needed to find a secluded island. And lo and behold, there was Plastic Beach, which was made up of all the garbage that is within the ocean.
Okay. See, I really guess I should have listened to the songs better. I did not get that.
Well, it's not told in the songs.
Oh! I'm sorry, I thought I missed it somewhere.
It's like on their website. They usually do that.
Yeah,
shit.
It's on the website.
Like, the website that they had before was really, really fucked up.
All I can say
but is the website they... Yeah. But
that's
the,
awesome.
The website they have right now is you're playing this game and you're finding out all this mysterious stuff about Plastic Beach, and Murdoch is trying to find the pieces of this book that could end all human civilization, and I'm not sure what he's going to do with it when all the pieces are together. Maybe he's going to start it, or maybe he's actually trying to protect somebody.
Hmm. Interesting. I like that.
Because I like it when a band like Gorillaz, who are an animated rock band, actually go out and add a lot more detail to their stuff. Not just make it about the music, but make a story out of it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that makes you feel like you're more into the music. And now that you explain that to me, I really like that CD.
What?
That was awesome. Makes me actually want to go out and buy it.
Not bad.
I know.
But it was just funny because when we started out with the actual first song, it was like with Snoop Dogg, and I was like, he couldn't even say a word. I was like, Snoop Dogg? And King Baby Rock was, yeah. And I was like,
you hear that beat. That's a Snoop Dogg kind of sound coming
yeah.
through.
Yeah. And then there was Stylo, and Blahnik is still wondering what the song is all about.
Yeah,
I was kind of confused by it in the first place, but when I go and watch the music video, that actually... Can we say it now? Do you care? Because it has Bruce Willis in it.
I see it!
Bruce Willis is chasing the gorillas and trying to kill them.
When can I see this?
After the show.
Where can I find it?
YouTube.
And YouPorn.
No, that's where you can find the pussy video.
Oh, right, that one too.
Nice. Which pussy video?
The Rammstein one.
Oh, I thought most of them on there were.
But what would we give it for grades? Because I give it 2 thumbs up.
I will concur.
I will concur and give it 2 thumbs way the fuck up.
And they're going to be touring this year, so I'm wondering how they're going to be.
Snoop Dogg, Will Steph, all the. Everybody on that one is just going to be on that.
Imagine if they had got everybody in on this.
Just so the guys could come in and sing that part of their song, but also do their concert on the side.
Yeah, they could make it like sort of like a Gorillaz Fest.
Yeah.
Have Gorillaz headline it, but everybody that was part of the album beforehand. Performs a set.
Almost like Monster Jam, how they do it like that. You know, yeah. A bunch of performers and then some of them join up and stuff.
Exactly. Something like that would be nice perfect.
All day event.
And what I'm wondering is how they're going to do it. When the Gorillaz are performing, I know they're going to have a live band, but are they going to do like 3D animatics like when they did the Grammys and the European Music Awards?
Ooh.
Where they had, what was it? The holograms.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
I fucking love that one. I was blown away. I was just like, now why can't we get that in our fucking living room so when we're playing a video game, goddammit.
Exactly.
That'll be the day that I will be just happy and pants.
Because I think if they can pull something off like this, this could be like one of the most amazing tours ever in history. Probably up there with the likes of Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Ooh.
I don't know. That might be putting it up there a little bit too high.
Well, I was just reading that next year Metallica is planning on a huge world tour that they said are going to be rivaling Pink Floyd's The Wall.
In porn?
Where's the defibrillator?
Where's the hookers?
I love so Metallica. We're in America, not Sweden. The hookers don't have defibrillators.
Amel dying again.
Call Shades. He probably knows a nympho with a set, just in case. We love you, Shades.
And people getting laid. and dying because of heart attacks.
Okay, let's make Blonic happy. Flobot's survival story.
Okay, Flobot's survival story.
We were listening to that in the background while we were having our lunch before we started recording this.
We had lunch? Where was I? Oh.
Yeah, that first slice put you out, so you don't remember.
We had pizza?
It must have been that bacon.
Bacon.
Okay, hold on.
Now, I don't have, like, the song titles on me right now, but the album as a whole, I feel like there's a lot more of a peaceful image than there was in Fight with Tools. Mm. Now, granted, there was that whole message of peace and trying to work together in that album, but I felt it comes out a lot more stronger in Survival Story than it does than the previous album.
Well, with this whole setup that I felt was that you've got the White Flag Warrior song there. That one's kicking ass. The other ones seemed like they were kind of mellowed out. I was kind of like, where's my fucking hard rock right there? Like, I need that handlebar song again. I need another kind of version of that. I don't want them to be set based on doing that. I'm just saying I want them to be able to create songs where they put it out there that wants me to fucking just, you know, go up in arms and say, you know, fuck this goddamn government setup that we have going on because it's all fucked up. Because
I'm surprised there's not even a parental advisory on the front cover.
So we could probably play the whole damn album on the radio and not get in trouble.
Pretty much.
Turn top.
Yeah, it sounds like it's definitely an album where you're going to need to listen to a couple times before it sticks to you. But Flobots are a pretty damn good band.
But the violinist, her voice, gorgeous.
I'm glad that she was given a chance to shine on this album.
She sounded mucho delicioso.
But they gave her the chance to shine on the stage. She goes and, like, if you've seen them in concert like we have, she's able to go and sing the songs, and she's got a beautiful voice. I was amazed. I was blown away. I had to sit there and scream out, "She's got a great voice!" And I think she stared at me for a second like, "What the fuck, man?" But more or less, she's awesome. I love her. I wish I could date her.
Move to Colorado.
Oh, bullshit. I saw her first.
Yeah, he's never seen her yet.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you.
Hey, I'm sorry, the lights were out.
Oh. Alright, anyways.
But right now, I'll give this album a thumb up.
A thumb up so far, yeah.
A thumb up so far, because it's definitely an album that you're going to need to listen to a couple times before you give your final.
But I give White Flag Warrior two thumbs way the fuck up. I think that is a brilliant song right there, and that is one of those songs that gets me through the day, because
it's a rally cry of sorts.
Yeah.
Well, what I give to the female singer is an index finger, a middle finger, and a pinky.
Fuck you!
Not the shocker, you fucker.
Great. Now she hates you, Anvil. She hates you, Anvil.
How do you know? She might really enjoy that.
Well, by now, if she's listening to this episode, she is hating you right now. She's calling you a sexist pig.
No, she's not. She's saying, "I want tater tots!"
Tater tots?
We apologize for Anvil's mental incapabilities of just wanting tater tots all the time.
No. Explain to these people. Me and the duck are at war over tater tots. And you know what I'm going to put out here right now?
You got nothing else better to do.
I want you guys to send in your votes on whether or not you think restaurants should or should not have tater tots on the menu.
Okay, Napoleon Dynamite.
Hey, listen.
Tater tots, like, don't.
No, listen. After I had that place that had those really good tater tots, that's all I want now.
Oh, yeah, sure, tater tots.
I'm gonna stab you. You and your quotation mark fingers.
What if he actually gets stabbed?
All right, let's move on to video games.
Look, all I'm gonna say is that you're gonna go to sleep the duck, and you're gonna wake up David Spade.
Oh. Ouch! The penis, it hurts. What video games? Oh, right. Give me my fucking list. Seeing that I've done so many. Wait, did you add Splinter Cell Conviction on here?
No, I didn't. You didn't tell me about that.
Wait, I just told you at the friggin' mall!
Well, I printed that up last night.
I thought that was Splinter Cell Conviction.
No, that's one of our ideas.
Ideas?
Ideas. Because.
He's from Georgia.
Yep. How do you spell splinter?
No, I don't care.
S-P-L-I-N-T-E-E-R.
That sounded like fucking Mickey Mouse there, dude. Alright, anyways, the game that I was talking about earlier, Making History, this has got me hooked. Although, I still want to figure out how to fucking get a diplomatical setup so I can work with these motherfuckers. I'm just basically just saying, fuck it, I'm taking over all of, you know, the Spanish-type parts of America right now just because. Along with that, the only thing that I think I could probably do is give... I think we should call this the title. You know what? I think I'm going to give United Kingdom Mexico. Just because. I'm thinking because this is the only way that I could actually work with them, or unless if I do give them land, they might just turn back and fuck me over. So I'm just kind of scared what to do, but if I do it, I'm most likely going to say it beforehand. But this is a very interesting game. It's not going to be all graphics and woo! Shits and explosions and stuff. It's
kind of like when Animal's in the bathroom.
Yeah, when he breaks the toilet. But it's more or less one of those concepts that it deals with risk. Or if you're to play a board game, you're gonna put like you don't roll the dice. It's just you pick your stuff that you're doing when you're taking care of the stuff on your economy, and then when you're done with that, you just end your turn, and then it goes into the next part, and it says what you've earned, what's happened. Who's gotten, you know, taken over, what's going on with the clusterfuck, all this other bullshit. But right now, I have an issue with them, like, with the military, because it takes so fucking long to build up the military, and it's like, I'm trying to figure out a way to do more military all at once and stuff like that so I can help, but it's a motherfucker to figure out. But I do give Making History one thumb up right now, as of so far. It's a really good game. It's gotten my friggin' attention. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Alright, next one is Need for Speed Pro Street. This is definitely a different change in my racing style, I guess, more or less.
How so?
Well, I mean, besides using it on the Wii, it is definitely graphics. When they're playing the videos, yes, the graphics are pretty good. When you're playing in the in-game, not so good. They aren't that favorable in my sense because they just... they're not that appealing. I mean, they try to do, like, the whole texture and kind of like the mirror image when you see, like, a really nice car and it mirror images the landscape around. This doesn't do it that well. With the whole control scheme and everything like that, it's basically how set up like Mario Kart, except, and I do mean except, for the whole concept of when you're doing drag racing. Drag racing is definitely different because you turn the controller vertical instead of sideways. You're not going to be trying to move the car back and forth. Well, you can, but you really don't want to because it's already on a straight path. So what you're going to do is you're going to rev up your engine, I guess, on this one part to go and start the wheels. And you burn out so you can get better grip. And then in order to, when it starts, it doesn't really give you the green light. It says, 1, 2, 3, go. And you're like, oh, shit, you know. And so you rev the engine at the right amount and then... you shake the controller to act like you're shifting your car. So it's kind of like if you were shifting your car, trying to make it go faster down the dragway. So it's kind of a little bit different, but all in all, I'll give it a thumbs up just because of that.
Okay.
But graphic-wise, I'm really pissed off about it.
So thumbs down for the graphics.
Thumbs down graphic-wise because it's absolute shit. But altogether, one thumb up because of the game. Mm-hmm. Real Heroes, the firefighters game. It's definitely interesting. Although I was watching another review on it before I got the game, and it says that it had the whole, real firefighting capabilities at the starting of it, but then it got ridiculous later on with all these, you know, trying to save people and fun stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that far, but more or less, I don't like the graphics as much. They could have done a little bit better, especially control schemes. Which I agree with this reviewer that I watched, because when you're trying to cut open a wall setting, it can be a motherfucker to control the actual power tool. Same, and also I will mention the Jaws of Life, that's a motherfucker as well. But using the fire hose and all the other shit, like an axe and stuff, I have so much fun knocking down doors, putting out fires.
Chopping up people.
Yeah, but this is definitely one of those kids' games that, you know, the kids would love to play it all the time until they get frustrated because they can't figure out a fucking thing.
I want to be like Tommy Gavin and rescue me. Oh.
Yeah.
A drunk Irishman?
Yeah.
Sounds Yet again, another thumbs up. That's it by itself.
That's it?
Yeah. The game that I popped in, waited to load, and then got into it for all of 2 seconds and put it back into the case. Build and Race. 2 thumbs down, way the fuck down, too easy to play, and also you can't really do that much of a fucking change with the fucking car. I was pissed. I was like, I could change the paint on the car, yeah. I could change a spoiler. I could change a couple things. I can't do shit with the engine. I can't do anything else like that. I can't change the fucking rim. Well, no, I can change the rims, but I can't change the fucking color of them. Fuck that shit. I want to be able to customize the fucking shit out of that. I want to pimp my motherfucking ride, if you know what I'm talking about. But
pimp my ride.
I have a pen. I will stab you. Anyway.
Ride.
Son of a bitch. Anyways, 2 thumbs way the fuck down for Build and Race because it sucks the big one.
Excuse me, the game just came into the room.
Emergency Heroes. 2 thumbs way the fuck up.
Really?
This is a kid's game. I know it is, but it... Well, alright, let's put it this way. 2 thumbs way up because it's so much fun racing around the city, slamming into cars just because you can. You're the only cop on the street, basically. Actually, you are a multi-talented state worker, basically. You are able to work as a police officer, slash firefighter, slash rescueman. So, you get 3 types of cars. There's the police car, which they have some really nice cars, and what you have to do usually is keep up with the other guys that are running a rampage and slam into the sides of the cars in order to take them out. But sometimes it can be annoying because trying to bring up ramming speed can be a motherfucker. Firefighting, basically they get you on a racetrack, and saying that the building's on fire, you're driving through the fucking building, putting out fires while going. It's like drive-by fucking water hose setup. So you're
drive-by
like,
super soak.
Yeah, it will super soak the shit out of the fire while you're driving by, but you have to hold down A at the right time, otherwise you won't be able to do it correctly. So you basically race around that. But for the rescue part, it has a setup where the person's trapped in the building that might be on fire, blowing up, all this other shit, and you've got to race through the whole setup just to get to them and save them. The one issue that I have to say, and I do agree with the King Baby Duck on this one, when he said, watching the trailer, God damn it, that voice is fucking annoying. It is fucking annoying, because you're racing around, and the person that you're trying to rescue is like, help me, this shit's, it's getting bad, I'm dying, I'm gonna die, blah, 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 you know, they're just, like, really fucking annoying. And then there's been one that I just wanted to kill the bitch, or otherwise I just wanted to just turn around and drive away, and just be like, you know what, let that bitch die. Just because she's just like, alright, come on, you can come and save me now. I called you guys, like, an hour ago, come on, save me, save me.
Is this person from Chicago?
Basically. I was just like, oh, I was like, will you shut the fuck up? I'll save you to shut you the fuck up.
I need Al Capone to shoot her.
Yeah, I know. So, with that, I mean, besides the annoying voices and, well, you're the main character, he kind of has that, like, peppy little talk. And then there's the girl that keeps giving him the pep talk, but it sounds like she wants to just blow him every fucking time he does something good. So I'm like driving around and it's just like, great job, you're doing a good job, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yeah, why don't you blow me, you know? Just because of the fact that you're calling me a great hero. I'll be your hero in bed. Motherfucker, what are you doing?
I'm trying to read.
All right. But, yeah, for Emergency Heroes, 2 thumbs way up. It's a fun game, besides the whole annoying announcing things. And you get to earn cars every time you level up.
And I'm sad because I was doing some research on this video game, and just about everybody hated this game.
Well, I'm not everybody, and they could go suck a dick. So, and not in the gay way. Just because they could suck a dick. Splinter Cell Conviction. Anyways, this gave you kind of a short demo. More or less, the whole concept of Splinter Cell Conviction is Sam Fisher wanting to fuck people up because of his daughter's death. I think it's been kind of like that for a while now.
Yeah.
It seems like no matter what, somebody's going to be like, yeah, I love the whole fact that your daughter's dead. So then he's just like, I'm going to fuck you up. What you do is you start out with this guy and you're beating the shit out of him literally in the bathroom because he knows something about that. So you're able to try to make him talk, more or less.
So,
I can't talk when you're punching me in the face!
Shut up and talk!
No, more or less what he did was, the guy's like, I don't know anything! All of a sudden he slammed him against the wall and he grabs him by the throat again. Okay, I'll tell you something! And then he goes and tells him something. He's like, but I swear I don't know anything else! And then you bring him over to the kitchen, the bathroom sink and just slam him into the mirror and then into the sink.
Okay, I remember something else.
Yeah, and then he goes and tells him, he's like, oh yeah, this and that. And then I brought him over to another side of the room and started slamming him against the wall. And he's like, and he tells you where the guy is. And he goes, okay, just don't tell him I told you. Oh, I won't. And he just goes and gets into his throat and fucking crushes his larynx and kills him. It was impressive. But the other cool thing about that was if you play this demo, it's only on 360 right now, or otherwise it might be on PS3, not sure, because I don't have a PS3. I definitely love the fact that you're able to, when you were questioning him, and when he was talking about shit, it was playing like the film on the wall, like showing you what was going on, so you could understand better.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then once you got into the missions, it started showing you how to kill people properly, how efficient you were. It was pretty cool, but one complaint I have to say, you were able to mark the guys that you were going to kill, which was pretty cool. But the only fact is you had to do a hand-to-hand combat move beforehand to get you into that mode. So it was more like, okay, mark this guy, mark this guy, mark this guy. Okay, this guy's closer to me. Okay, I'm going to hand-to-hand combat kill him, and then when you press Y, he goes into his little, like, bink, 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 and he fucking puts bullets right into their heads, and you get to see them, like, just poof, their heads off. It's insane. It's a really... The graphics are fucking gorgeous. I'm putting my money down for this game. It's going to be fucking good.
Can I play it?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah,
sure. Right now?
Nah. You don't have 360 here.
It makes me want to play.
Yeah.
We'll play later.
But also the other sexy thing is you're able to move around better. They have, I believe, a better sonar setup too. So when you're able to pop into his little... the night vision mode, it pops like an actual sonar thing, and it gives you where the readings of where the guys are. They finally did something right. And I guess it's right that it's, like, you know, waited for that. It comes out next month, actually, on the 13th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely putting my money down on that bitch.
Unless, of course, we meet up with Ubisoft over at PAX East next week.
And Ubisoft is going to give me another chance to try a different part of the demo on that game?
Well, who knows? I mean, they might even give you the game itself. They'll give you the contact info and everything.
Well, I sure hope so. But, I mean, it's kind of not a month beforehand. I would have to, like, contact them and kiss a lot of ass in order to get them to have that set up for me.
Right. But we have PAX East coming up next week at the Heinz Convention Center, Bluonic and I, as well as Ninja Sister and Pandalicious at the Electric Sisterhood. We're going to be meeting up with people from 2K Games and Hudson and a bunch of independent companies, even the guys who made this Making History video game.
Or at least we hope. Otherwise, I will crash their party. Wait, you guys emailed us. Come on. So, yeah, I mean, it would be good to see that actually, you know, go through. And I just got a voice recorder so we could both record on separate occasions if needed.
Yep. If we need to split off and do different things and check out stuff, in case there's lines and such. Because there might be... chances are there's going to be more than just us as press.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it at all. Do you think that PAX East could be, like, our chance of having our own E3? Like, do you think it could grow to that sort of capacity?
Maybe... There is a good chance, but I think E3 should do a special setup where you could actually do one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast. Because I think it's just getting very tiresome that we would have to fly all the way the fuck over onto the other side of the United States just to fucking go to the E3.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, it's a great special event and everything like that, but I need more.
Right. Even if they brought it to New York City, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing the drive down there.
Yeah, that would be maybe exceptional.
Shotgun.
No.
Douchebag.
I have a knee issue.
Shut up. You always have a knee issue.
Hey, listen, dude, I've messed up both my knees. It's an excuse.
Who cares? Oh. Oh,
dude, I'm gonna need surgery in October.
Come on.
Wah, 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 wah. We'll give you brain surgery. We'll pump it full of like marshmallows.
And lead?
Marshmallows.
Okay, and lead.
Yes.
But yeah, it's definitely one of those things that I'm looking forward to this week. I just want to get it over with because it's like I'm kind of like nerve wracking, and plus I'm trying to finish up college and I just want it all over with. I want it to be May already. I want it to be done.
I don't know. I think I'm looking forward more, you know, to it more than you two.
Why?
Well, if things work out, I'll be doing my own show.
Oh, right. Greg, you're going to have to listen to him. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. The Elven Show, the Anvil Show.
So, yes, so like they were saying, you know, they're going to be at PAX East, so if things work out well, me and Nenya will be doing a show next week, which will be a movie and sports only.
Right. And meanwhile, Blonic and I will be with Panelists and Ninja Sister doing a two-part show. What first part will probably be on Esh, and then the second part will be on B3. Right.
So, you know, make sure to check in, because you'll see episode... What episode is this?
This is episode 37.
You'll see episode 38 and 39.
No, probably the bonus episode.
Well,
we do have one missing episode.
So, you know, that would actually bridge the gap to keep us perfect.
Either way, whatever. Just shut up about it. God damn it.
Fuck you.
Who gives a shit?
I'll stab you in the leg with your pen.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. You know, it looks like it's going to be, you know, a good time for this group.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, especially with us getting a chance to try out all these new video games before anybody can actually try and demo themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the following week, you will be attending Anime Boston.
Right. Where Anvil and I will take over the reins for the other part of the show. Yeah, because I might be getting a couple interviews. I haven't heard back from them yet, but maybe a couple interviews from the people there. And I might do maybe like a short episode involving my misadventures at Anime Boston.
Ooh.
Cool.
Now, you might be joined by Shades.
Right, I might be joined by Shades. I still wanted to talk to him and see if he wanted to be a part of it. Because he just might want to go out and do his own thing.
Yes. It's going to be a busy next couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. And coming up soon, check out on YouTube, I will have the recent Stampede show from TT the Bears. I think almost 100 people showed up just for them.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
I wasn't one of them.
I was passing out the flyers and stuff that we there, so we're hopefully getting more coverage now. I'm hoping to break the 2,100 mark sometime.
Well, here's the thing with the flyers. I didn't pass them out. What they did was, with the Stampede's merchandise, they gave it to them that way.
That was sexy. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
That was smart thinking.
Yep. Because I gave it to them, just showing them, so hey, I have an idea. I'll just put it with the stickers here that we're going to be giving out to people anyway. And then people just grab them, no problem.
Nice.
That works.
Way to be, dude.
Yeah. Alright, let's stick a fork into this podcast. Check out our website at bostonbastionbrigade.com. Don't forget, if you want to send us any feedback or requests for topics and things to review, it's thebastards@bostonbastionbrigade.com.
Also, you can comment on the actual fucking articles we do, goddammit. Tired of this goddamn Russian spam. Fucking Russians.
Speaking of which, I think...
Yes, fucking Russians on this goddamn game next to the Nazis. Kissed my ass.
Stalin has betrayed you.
No, Stalin actually was with the Nazis beforehand. I'm trying to see if the Germans turn their fucking backs. Otherwise, it could be the friggin' other way around.
You know, it could be the Cold War early.
If they keep this up, I'm going to shove my foot up to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. But anyways, we're on MySpace. Have you checked that out lately?
I actually just checked it earlier.
All right, great. So more or less, we're on MySpace at Boston Bass Brigade. And then along with that, we're on Facebook with a group. Yet again, we're still trying to figure out how to get around that goddamn Facebook bullshit.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, bastard's a bad word.
No, it's not.
We could use it on a fucking daily basis, so kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Them bastards.
Yes. Those bastards indeed. Mm-hmm.
And then, check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I forgot to mention this to you guys. One of the articles I wrote, the review of the CD by the Japanese band Moja, they talked about it on their website.
No.
We can get some Japanese awesomeness! Yay!
Yeah. Well, it happened. I've been getting some help from a guy out there sending me some Japanese music, and then they are talking about trying to have Moja coming to America.
Come to Boston.
Yep. With Electric Gillshock.
No fucking way. That'd be...
Because they're good friends.
Oh, nice.
Actually, they sent us a message on our MySpace saying we love tater tots.
No, they didn't. Oh, my God. Shut up. Now look, they took off their website because of that. You dick. All right, before we lose more fans, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blood.
This is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are
the bastards.
Tater tots.
There goes another 50.
Take that.